Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 8, 1805. All cold and wet. The expedition is moving slowly north along the east side of the Bitterroot River in what is now Ravalli County, Montana. They are bounded on one side by the Bitterroot Mountains and on the other by the Sapphires. Captain Clark is still carefully recording his observations of territory characteristics, watersheds, and flora, but little fauna. He writes,
"A cloudy morning. Set out early and proceeded on through an open valley for 23 miles. Past four creeks on the right, some runs on the left. The bottoms, as also the hills, stony, bad land. Some pine on the creeks and mountains, and partial on the hills to the right-hand side. Two of our hunters came up with us at 12 o'clock with an elk and a buck. The wind from the northwest and cold. The foot of the snow mountains approached the river on the left side. Some snow on the mountains to the right also. Proceeded on down the valley, which is poor stony land, and encamped on the right side of the river. A hard rain all the evening. We are all cold and wet. On this part of the river, on the head of Clark's River, I observe great quantities of a peculiar sort of prickly pear growing in clusters, oval and about the size of a pigeon's egg, with strong thorns which is so bearded as to draw the pear from the cluster after penetrating our feet. Drurier killed a deer. I killed a prairie fowl. We found two mares and a colt. The mares were lame. We ventured to let our late purchase of horses loose tonight. Captain William Clark, September 8, 1805.
Meat supplied by the Corps' hunters has declined a good deal lately. This foreshadows lean times soon to come. The original ration of 9 pounds of meat per man is but a memory now. Tomorrow, Lewis's version of the trek.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.